CU Algopod. My name's Jody. We see computers nowadays with dual monitor screens more than ever. Reasons? It's convenient, more efficient, and simply essential to many industries such as banking, design, and the military. This popular trend has brought attention to many engineers to continue improving the technology, and to many ergonomists who are interested in human's body posture to prevent injury in relation to using them. Today, we'll see the many possibilities of using dual monitor screens in terms of angling it, and to bring out various functions in terms of the differently oriented monitors. Finally, we'll use RULA, the Rapid Upper Limb Assessment, to see how and how not to pose in front of the dual monitors when using it for a substantial amount of time. Now, we shall take a look at the monitors at Cornell and see what the possibilities are.
You go to the computer lab, take a seat, make yourself comfortable, adjust the screen distance and height, and keyboard and mouse, making sure that you're comfortable using it and that it fits you. Dual screen monitors are increasingly popular these days and becoming very common in our daily lives. It is widely used in many industries such as in business, stock exchange, and banking. In utilizing its widescreen, although there may be a line in between, which bothers many people, it is also popular in daily usage such as watching a movie. Or it could be used for designing and many other activities, in which its two-screen functions substantially, increasing productivity and efficiency. Dual screen comes in many different forms, creating all sorts of possibility to accommodate the need for different usage. Take the ones we have at Cornell for example. Two landscape monitors that are side by side horizontally use one shared stand which can be rotated 360 degrees, creating two vertical landscape monitors. There is also the dual monitors that are mounted to the ceiling. This design not only saves space, but also create all sorts of screen orientation for better viewing from all angles. And then there's the landscape dual monitor with one on top of the other lining up vertically, and which is widely used in the military. But chances is that people who use these are highly susceptible to neck injury due to prolonged incorrect neck and trunk positioning. This final one that we'll be looking at with the Scenic Caribbean Sea is a portrait monitor side-by-side horizontally on a shared stand, and are widely used at home or in office to create a large screen effect. Dual screens are much affordable than those widescreen plasma TV, therefore it is not surprising to see that many people choose dual screen as their top choice. These are just a few that we commonly see. Feel free to explore more on your own. Two-screen monitors, although in all ways has proven its efficiency and efficacy, can at the same time be daunting and confusing for amateurs or beginners. Different from using one screen, dual screen comes with two monitors that can confuse users in all terms of where to look and even how, in cases of those funky oriented ones. It was hypothesized that except for the really high-tech screens which can detect rotation and self-orient, rotating the dual monitor 180 degrees will not create the effect of a portrait screen. The picture will not self-rotate with obvious reasons, as we tried it out and find that it did not work with computers at our beloved CL3 computer lab. With its versatility and usefulness, it is no wonder that dual screens are in such popular demand that companies are surging to find the most high-tech ones out there. Some people, however, still prefer to use a single screen, for reasons such as two screens are too big and too confusing. The line in between bothers them, and they just simply don't have the space for it. Very understandable. With that many possibilities and orientation, I wouldn't know where to look either. So that's all for the dual screen angles and function. Let's take a look now at how these two screen monitors actually affect us physically, in terms of body posture. The Rapid Upper Limb Assessment, known as the RULA, is the evaluation of one's posture during work, as a function of the degree of risk of injury. So this is how it works. Using the RULA worksheet, which analyzes arm, wrist, neck, trunk, and leg position, we can easily calculate how risky one's posture is. The final score of the posture will range from 1 to 8, with 1 being the least risky. There are 4 so-called action levels that are used for evaluation. In situations of using dual monitors, neck and trunk injury can be common since it involves a lot of neck twisting when switching from one screen to another. Here's an example of a good posture which comes out to be either 2 or 3, depending on who analyzes it. Therefore, having more than one person analyze is key to RULA. If one gets a score from 1 to 2, they're in action level 1, meaning that the person is working in the best posture with no risk of injury from their work posture. A score of 3 to 4 puts one into action level 2, meaning that the person is working on a posture that could present some risk of injury from their work posture. And this score most likely is the result of one part of the body being in a deviated and awkward position. So this could be investigated and corrected. The screen to head distance is also extremely important, however. Different from a single screen, dual screen requires more standardized posture in order to prevent injury. Here's another example. What do you notice? Is it her head to screen distance or her non-supportive bent back? Either way, it is obvious that this person is not at all in a good posture. Her score will be somewhere around 3 to 5. For action level 3, which is a score of 5 to 6, means that the person is working in a poor posture with risk of injury from their work posture. And the reasons for this needs to be investigated and changed in the near future to prevent an injury. Finally, if one gets a level 4, which is a score of 7 to 8, they should be very concerned, as it means that the person is working in the worst posture with an immediate risk of injury from their work posture. And the reasons for this needs to be investigated and changed immediately to prevent an injury. See the difference here? One must maintain a good posture if they were to use dual-screen computers for a substantial amount of time in order to prevent injury. And watch out for over-twisting that neck.
That is it for screen orientation. Thank you for watching. My name's Judy, and until we meet again next time.